Every year, a group of women gets together to begin the journey of taking back their physical and mental health after battling breast cancer. They work out nearly every day for 6 months to prepare for a bodybuilding competition called Breast Cancer to Bikini. KUNR's Joey Lovato has more.
You can hear the grunts and clangs of a typical gym when you walk in to Evoke Fitness on any given day. There are classes going on, music is blasting, and when you first walk in, you'll see pictures of breast cancer to bikini participants, bronzed and incredibly toned, hanging on the wall, and two mannequin busts sporting sparkly bikinis.
I was 80 pounds overweight from all my treatments, and so all I could focus on was the bikini and how horrifying that is to be on stage in a bikini and 5-inch heels. But I realized that it was really more than the bikini. It just kind of helped me realize that I wasn't the only one in this situation, because you kind of feel isolated.
Jen Pokorski was one of the first participants in the program. In 2012, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
The initial diagnosis, I had a 10-centimeter tumor. In my situation, they were not sure I was going to live. So when I was done with that, then it came back again in my lymph nodes, and then I had another tumor on my ribs over on the other side, and so then I had to do more chemo.
Mena Spodobalski is the owner of Evoke Fitness and trains these women. Mena became close with Jen when she first started, and she helped her overcome the obstacles of the recovery process.
She was one of the most reluctant ones to do it. It's also one of those that couldn't do push-ups, couldn't do anything because she had the lap band surgery. She had her breast taken down all the way to her chest wall, so they had to create a chest wall with her lats. So there was a lot of movements that she was really restricted.
Mena says everyone comes in shy and timid, but by the end of the 6 months, they want to get on stage with these women that they've grown so connected to and show off all of their hard work.
And the nice thing for them is that they work out all together, so they motivate kind of one another. So here would be like a kickback.
The concern with working out after cancer, especially at this level of intensity, is causing harm to the body during the recovery process.
Obviously, if you have a breast cancer, one of the considerations is if they remove all the lymph nodes in your arm, that if you're lifting weights with your arms, maybe your arm is going to swell up because you don't have the normal lymphatic drainage.
Mark Stovak is a family physician and sports medicine physician at the University of Nevada, Reno.
The sooner you can start to exercise or continue your exercise program, I think probably the better you're going to feel through your recovery. And the studies do show that, one, you might recover faster. I think it helps with your confidence. You know, it helps with your body composition and your appearance.
Many of the women grew in strength, both physically and mentally, when going through the program. Mena recounts one of the more powerful transformations.
And one of the ladies was like, that day before I walked in there, I wanted to commit suicide. And she said, I just wanted to die. I was done. I didn't want to live anymore. And she said, not 2 or 3 weeks into the program, she started feeling like she was getting her life back and starting to feel like, I'm going to be okay. We put too much emphasis on the scale and too much emphasis on what our body looks like and not necessarily what's happening internally. And that's really what's important.
More than just the scale was the confidence these women had gained to get up on stage. After 6 months of intense training, going to the gym 6 days a week, working out 3 or 4 times a day, subsisting off of chicken and spinach, these women were ready to show the world the progress they had made. Here is Jen Pokorski, the cancer survivor we heard from earlier.
So I was so terrified going up those stairs. I wasn't quite sure I was going to make it onto the stage. And I had a friend of mine just push me and say, get on there. So once I got off the stage, I realized that it wasn't as bad as I thought, and then I kind of wanted to do it over again. I need a little more time up there.
This week, the next group of women start training with Mena. Many of the past participants will be there too to encourage the new group of survivors. Joey Lovato, Reno Public Radio.
To find out more about this story, you can go to KUNR.org. Joey Lovato is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism.